This is Daf Yud Zayin. Today's learning is sponsored by Chaim and Danielle Weider, Lili Nishmas, Sara Yuta Bas Ephraim and Nachum Mendel, and by Tzuriel and Lizzie Ross, Rufu Shlema for Shlomo Zalman Ben Freda, and by Sheldon and Rachel Lerner, Lili Nishmas, Moni Bas Yeshaya U Bendika, I think it's. Okay, so today's Daf again is Daf Yud Zayin. We got to the last two lines of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Hayat Tzarech Lomer Zichronos. There was a machlokus about what Nusach to say, so this was in the beginning of the parak. And Rabbi Yehuda said that we don't mention Zecharnos or Shofros during the Tainius. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ada, Dimin Yafo, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, why not? Lefish Ein Omim Zecharnos V'Shofros, Ela, B'Rosh Shana, B'Yovos, B'Shas Mechama. The only time we mention these things are these three situations. In Rosh Shana, we mention Zecharnos and Shofros. We mention them on Yova year, and we mention the Shas Mechama. But on a Tainius Sibor, he felt that we don't mention it. That's all. He doesn't explain why, but that's just the cloud that he states. So Gemara then says, Al Harishona, Hu Omer, Mishana es Avram, there's a went through the Nusach, what to say for the six additional brachas. So Tana, although the Mishnah had said the lashon that's used for the bracha of Mishana es Shmuel, it says the brachat Hashem Shemeya Tzaka, and by Eliyahu it said Shemeya Tfila, so Tzaka is by Shmuel, and Tfila is by Eliyahu. The Gemara says Tana, Yesh Machlifin, Tzaka le Eliyahu, but Tfila Shmuel. Others use the opposite. So Gemara says Bishma, I understand Gavi Shmuel Ksibay, it says Tfila. We find the pasuk in the context of Shmuel, both of tzaka, both of tefillah. That both exists. So either one, shemeh tefillah and shemeh tzaka, both make sense by Shmuel. Elagabi Eliyahu tefillah ksiv, but tzaka lo ksiv. We have no pasuk that says tzaka by Eliyahu. So how could we have such a nusach of shemeh tzaka by Eliyahu? So answers the Gemara. Aneni Hashem Aneni. It says in the beginning of Malachim Aleph. It says lashon tzaakahi. That Aneni is calling out to Hashem, answer me, is also a lashon of tzaak, and therefore it is, in fact, appropriate to use a lashon of Shemei Tzaak by Eliyahu as well. So Gemara then quotes from the Mishnah further, Al Hashishis, who Omer Mishana as Yonah, Al Shvias Omer Mishana as David. So Gemara says, Michti, Yonah, Basar, David, and Shlomo. The order doesn't make sense. Chronologically, Yonah came after David and Shlomo. How come the Gemara says that Yonah, the brach of Yonah, it precedes the brach of David and Shlomo? So my time in Makdim Le Bereisha. So why do they mention the brach of Yonah prior to David and Shlomo? Mishum debay lemichtam merachem al aris. Because they wanted to be machtim. They wanted to conclude the brachas having to do with the land. Because the whole reason why they were fasting was because of the rain, the lack of rain, and the growing of the ground. And since David and Shlomo had to do with the bracha related to Yushalayim, related to the ground, the karka, they felt it was appropriate, even though it was going out of a historical order, it was still appropriate to finish off with David and Shlomo having to do with the bracha related to the arts. The Gemara then says, Tanya, Mishum Sumchas Amru, that was said in the name of Sumchas, Baruch Mash B'Haramim, that the final bracha was not Baruch Merachim Al Aretz, like our Mishnah said, but rather it was Baruch Mash B'Haramim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lowers, he humbles those who are very haughty, so different nusach found in the Braisa. Gemara says further now, Shalosh Tainios Harishonos, Anche Mishmar Mis'anin V'lo Mashlimim. So during the first series of fast days, so the Anche Mishmar, the Kohanim who would work in the Beis HaMikdash, it was their week of working, so they would fast only partially, they would not complete the fast days. So Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tani Rabbanim, Mipnei Ma Amru Anche Mishmar Mutarn Lishos Yain Bilelos, Avalo B'yamim. So what was the reason why the Anche Mishmar, the way it works was the Anche Mishmar was if a Kohen had that week that they were supposed to go down, but they did not work every day that week. There's Beis Av, which was the week of the day. In other words, Anche Mishmar was the big family of Kohanim who had that week. And Beis Av was this family worked on Sunday, this family worked on Beis Av on Monday, this Beis Av was on Tuesday, and so on. So Anche Mishmar was the part of the group. It wasn't their day per se. So the lach is that they're allowed to drink at nighttime, but they can't drink during the daytime wine. Why? Shema tichbar ha'avoda al Anche Beis Av. Because maybe, let's say, Monday's a Beis Av, there might be an increase of karbanos for whatever reason, and you need to pull in some reinforcements. That goes from the Anche Mishmar, the overall Kohanim who are working during the week. You're going to need them to be as a backup, so therefore, during the daytime, they're not allowed to drink wine because there are reinforcements. But nighttime, where there's no real avoda, there's no need for reinforcements, and they may drink at nighttime. Gemara says, Mipnei ma amru Anche Beis Av, lo b'yom v'lo b'layla. But let's say it's the Beis Av, meaning it's their day. So it's Monday of this family to work. So Monday, and also Sunday night prior. So Leil Sheni. Sunday night, Monday, they can't drink. Lo b'yom v'lo b'layla. Why can't they drink at nighttime even? Daytime, I get it. Because they're working. It's their day of the Avod in the Beis Migdash. But why can't they drink b'layla? Mipnei shein asukin tamid b'avoda. Because they're always doing the Avod. What does that mean? So it's machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam here. If you look at Rashi here, Rashi writes here that Where is that? Rashi. Here we go. Rashi says that the Mikan Amru Midikotani Hachadafila Anche Mishmar Shalayu Ovdin Bosa Yom Kla Filahi. No, that's not the one I wanted. I'm not sure where it is, but the Machok is Rashi Tosvos somewhere that the reason why they can't work at nighttime is either because there's a vote at nighttime of Hector Chalavim. There's still the avoda that continues, so this would really be Monday night. Afterwards, they wouldn't be able to drink even after their day of working because the continuing of the avoda. And the Rambam says no, because they might have a hangover from the night beforehand and they might be drunk and not able to do the work the very next day. So the machlok is why they can't drink a laila, and which laila is it referring to, the night beforehand or the nighttime afterwards. So then the Gemara said, Mikan Amru, from here we see that Kol Kohen, Shemakir Mishmarto, if a Kohen recognizes he knows which family he's part of, he knows which Mishmar he worked, which week he worked, Umishmeres Beis Avid, he also knew which day of that week he worked. So let's say he knew he worked the week of the Chanukah. That was his Mesorah, that his family worked the week of Chanukah, and he knew he worked on the Chaf Kislev of Chanukah, so today was his day of the Mishmeres. V'yodeh Shibati Avos of Kvum Sham, and he knew that his family always worked in the Beis Hamikdash, they were set to workers. That day, on Chaf Hei Kislev, he's not allowed to drink wine because if the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, this is his day, he must be prepared to do the avodah. But let's say there's a Kohen who is Makir Mishmarto. He knows which week that his group worked, but if ain't Makir Mishmarto's Beis Ab Shilba, he wasn't sure which day of the week. So he knew the week of Chanukah was his family's week, but he wasn't sure if it was a Sunday, a Monday, a Tuesday. So V'yodeh Shabbat the Avos of Kvum Sham, and he knew that his family certainly did work in the Beis Hamikdash, but he just wasn't sure which day of the week they actually worked. Then Aser Lishos Yain Kolos HaShabbos. He cannot drink the entire week because maybe his day was Sunday, maybe his day was Monday, maybe it was Tuesday. So the entire week, the entire Mishmeres would be Aser for him to drink wine. Let's say Eino Makir Shemishmarto, Umishmeres Beis Avshalo. He doesn't know which week he worked. He wasn't sure which day of the week, he wasn't sure at all which day of the year he worked, but he knew, Yodea, Shabbat the Avos of Kfuam Sham. He knew for sure that his family definitely worked in the Beis Hamikdash, but he had no idea which day, which week, so it's possible any day of the year could be the day that he was his day to work in the Beis Hamikdash. For him, Aser Lishtos Yayin Kol Hashana. He cannot drink any day of the year. In other words, his whole life he can't drink wine because maybe this is the day that his family would work. So Rebbe said on this, Omer Ani, I said, Aser Lishtos Yayin Li Olam. It's Aser for Kohen to drink ever, because you never know when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt. Ava Ma'eh said, what could I do? Shetakanasa Kalkalasa. The Takana is the Kilkel. What does that even mean? So if you look at Rashi, two wide lines that Rashi explains, Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe Omer Ani, I humbly say, Kohen Aser, Klomer I Chashinan, L'Shem Ibana, Ye Aser Li Olam. If you're concerned of the Beis Hamikdash being rebuilt, then it should be Aser Li Olam. Afilu Hamakir Mishmarto Mishmaris Beis Avosav. Even the Kohen who knows which week he worked, and he knows which day he worked, it's still Aser for him to drink the entire year. Why? The Chashinan Shemi Yishtana Seid the Mishmaris. Maybe when the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings back Mashiach and Ba'i Shlishi, maybe he's going to change the order. Who knows which day you're going to work? Maybe it's not going to be the same. And maybe everyone's going to work the day the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt. Benim said, Zet Tzarech La'avod, this guy needs to be prepared. So he felt every Kohen should be usher for them to drink for the entire lives. However, so what could I do? Should Takanasa Kilkalasa? The Takana is actually the Kilk. What does that mean? Davi Kamasharm, it's been so many years, unfortunately, Shilchazer Bira. The Beis Hamikdash has not been rebuilt. The Kalkalazu. This Kalkal is actually a Takana that shows Yayin Behedya. This Kilkal, the fact that it has not been rebuilt, works to the benefit of the Kohanim. In what way? The Shema Yibane Lo Chashinan. It's a very sad reality. We're really not concerned the Beis Hamikdash is being rebuilt. It hasn't come. It's been a couple thousand years. We don't really expect it to come. We know it will come, but we're not really expecting it to come like today, tomorrow. And for that reason, it's just out of sight, out of mind. And for that reason, there's a heter for them to drink. It's not really a part of the calculation. Very good. Excellent. Look at Tosafot, read it together, right? I meant to read that. Very good. Tosafot writes, V'yodeh Shabbat the Avos of Kfuin L'Sham Aser Lishtos. It's Aser to eat, or drink, rather. Perish Aser Lishtos Yayin Chutz L'Sudas. It means you can't drink just stam without a meal. Aval B'Sudaso Mutter, if you're drinking in the context of a meal, Yayin Shabbaso Chasuta, eat a Meshaker. It doesn't make you drunk if you're having some challah and bread and crackers with it. You want to make a point on that?
No.
Okay, that's reality.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not such a big deal, right? So then the Gemara says, Amar Bai says, Kiman Shasua Idna, Kohani, Chamri, who has the opinion that allows Kohanim to drink Bizman Azela as they do? It's Rebbe. We just saw Rebbe says that Takanasa is Kukuluso. Their Takana is based on the Kilkul of us, unfortunately not expecting the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt anytime soon. So Gemara then says, Anshe Mishmar v'Anshe Maimida Asurin L'Saper L'Chabes V'Chamishi Mutarin B'Pei Kavod Shabbos. They're not allowed to launder their clothing, but on Thursday they may, in order to have fresh clothing for Shabbos. My time, and why was it also to do laundry during the week of Anshe Mishmar? I'm a rabbi by Barchana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, K'dei Shelo Yichan to the Mishmar, Tamei Kishen Munuvalim. Because just like we have by Chol HaMoed, the issur for us to shave and to launder during Chol HaMoed is in order to force us to shave and launder before Yantiv, so we come presentable to Yantiv. So here as well, they want the Kohen to come presentable with nice fresh clothing, with a clean shave, and therefore they asked during Anshe Mishmar in order to ensure that they came presentable before the Anshe Mishmar in the beginning. So then the Gemara talks about, now that we mentioned the idea of getting haircuts and laundering clothing, the Gemara says as follows. That a Taner Rabbanan Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom, a king gets a haircut every single day. Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos, every Friday, the Kohen Gadol gets a haircut, and Kohen Hedyot Achash L'Shloshim Yom, every month, every 30 days, the Kohen Hedyot gets his haircut. So Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom, how do we know a king gets a haircut every single day? My time, what's the reason, what's the basis? Amar Rabbi Abba, Bar Zavda, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Melech B'yofyo Techazecha Enenu, that the Melech always has to be presentable, look nice. You ever find the president with long hair? No, I'm not sure how often the president gets the haircut, but you rarely do you see a king or a president or someone of that standard to have long hair. They get a haircut every single day or every couple of days at least in the modern times, but in the times of the king of the Melech Yisrael, every single day they get a haircut to always look very presentable. Kohen Gadol, Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos, every single Friday they would get a haircut. My time, and what's their reason? Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Hol Mishmaros Mitzchadshos. Every single week, the Mishmar would change. So just like the Anshe Mishmar, the new Kohen would have to get a haircut, well, the Kohen Gadol would also work every single day of the year, so he'd be part of the changing of the guard as well. He'd work every week, so as the Anshe Mishmar would get a haircut, he too is part of that new Anshe Mishmar, and he would get a haircut as well. And then Kohen Hedyot, Achash L'Shoshim Yom, every 30 days, the Kohen Hedyot would get his haircut. How do we know? Osya Para minas with the zegzera shava. Ksiv Hachid says by the Kohanim in Pasuk Nicheskel, v'rosham lo yigalechu, ufer lo yishalechu. They should not let their hair go long. The lashon para means to go long. Ksiv Hashem it says by the Nazir in Parshas Naso, kadosh hiya gadel para serosho. You should let the hair of the Nazir grow long. It should be para. Malahal, just like there by a Nazir, must be at least the fachos shloshim has to be at least 30 days for a nazirus. Afkan so too, what it means, lo yishalchu perach, don't let a perach lo yishalechu, don't let it go long, must be shloshim, don't let the Kohen Hedyot's hair go longer than 30 days. The nazir gufim minon, how do you know that the shear of a nazir's hair is 30 days at least? Amirav masna, stam nazirus shloshim yom, because when a person is makabal and nazirus, we know if he doesn't specify the amount of days, it has to be 30 days at least. I mean, it's stam, it's 30 days and that's it. How do we know 30 days though? Why is stam nazirus 30 days? And the Gemara brings a rare occurrence of a gematria for a proof in halacha. Minolan amarka. The pasuk says yihyeh. The pasuk says kadosh yihyeh gadel perasa rosho. Kadosh yihyeh. The gematria of yihyeh gematria is it's less than half. It's 30, and that's how we know that 30 is the small. The stam of nazirus is 30 days, and from there we extend it to the gzeir shabbah that Kohen Hedyot also may not let his hair grow longer than para, longer than 30 days. The Gemara then says amar leapapali abaye. Maybe the Torah meant to say as follows. When it says that a Kohen shouldn't let his hair grow long, it shouldn't grow at all. Maybe he should have to get a haircut every single day, the Kohen Hedyot, just like a king. So if it said, don't let it grow, para, which means long, maybe you're saying, right, don't let it grow even one day long. But the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says, hasha deksiv upera lo yishalechu. It's that the long para, long hair, don't let it extend. Para lehave shluchehu de lo yishalechu. I mean, you can let it be para, let it be 30 days, but don't let it go longer than 30 days. In other words, the drush is para, that's allowed, comma, lo yishalechu, but don't let it extend past para, past 30 days, past the shear of the stam nazirus of 30 days. Now, yachi, that's the case. I feel hidden nami. So it should be also nowadays. You ever hear a Kohen who doesn't let his hair grow longer than 30 days? No. They get a haircut whenever they want. It could be 30 days. It could be 5 weeks. It could be 6 weeks. So we don't find that there's such a hakpada of Kohanim getting a haircut every 30 days. So it should be similar. Just like a Kohen shouldn't drink bisman hazeh, according to his opinions, they shouldn't let their hair grow longer. Ma shtuya yayin bisman bia huda aser, shlo bisman bia shari afachanami. So Gemara, sorry, that was the answer. Gemara says no. We possibly read that even though really it should be usher to drink wine bisman hazeh for Kohen, but that we said is only true in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but shelo bisman HaMikdash, which is bisman hazeh, they're allowed to drink wine here as well. They can let the hair grow long. There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no problem. So Bahatanya, but the Raisa says, Rebbe Omer, Omer ani kohanim asurim lishos yain liolam, that the kohen may not drink wine bizman hazeh. Avah ma aseh, what could I do? Said Rebbe, shetakanasa kalkalasa. Their takana is based on the kilkel that the base mikdash has not been rebuilt, so they rely on the fact we're not choshesh lishami yibane base mikdash. Va'amar bai bai says kaman shasva idna kani chamre. Who do they rely on now that they drink wine? That's Kerebi. Michlal, that implies that's only Shita's Rebbe. But according to the Rabbana who argue on Rebbe, Asur, they say it's Asur to drink wine, Bizman Azeh, my taima, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Chachamim are concerned of the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt any given day, and therefore it's Asur for the Kohen to drink. So the question becomes then, so just like it's Asur, I jumped the gun again, it's Asur. So either way, it's Asur to drink wine. So for Rabbana, it should be Asur to let the hair grow long as well. Just like they can't drink wine, they shouldn't let the hair grow long. The Gemara says, no. My time, why did they ask for drinking wine? Because why did they ask to drink wine for the Kohanim? Mehera Yibana, Beis HaMikdash, because we are assuming, you're hoping the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt very soon. Uba'inan Kohen Haroi Lavo Devaleka. If every Kohen drinks on a random Monday, and the Beis HaMikdash comes down today from Shemaim, who's going to be ready to work in the Beis HaMikdash? They're drunk. So therefore, they won't be available. By Vahacha here, by long hair, Efshir Demesaper Vail. The Beis HaMikdash is built. Very easy. Go to a barber. Cut your hair, and it takes around a couple minutes to get ready for the avoda. But a guy who's drunk, it takes him a couple hours till he becomes he becomes sober. So there's a big difference. So Chacham says it's also to drink, but they allow Kohen to have long hair because it's very simple to get prepared to cut your hair to work in the avoda. So Gemara says Ihachi, that's the case. Shtuya yain nami efshir the gani portiv ayo. Drinking also very simple. There's a solution. The person's drunk, he can take a little nap, and when he wake up, he'll be sober. Kidirami bar Abba, the Rami bar Abba, Derech Mil, Vishena, Koshu Mafik and Sadiyaim. So it says that if a person is drunk and he walks, or if he takes a little nap, it's mafik, it dilutes, it sobers him up. So that's also a good etza. So let everybody drink, every coin drink, and the base magnet is built, take a 15-minute cat nap, and they'll be sober. So Mar says, La mi itmar was not said Allah on this statement that Amr of Nachman, Amr Abba bar Avua. Lo shanu ella b'shikashasa shirvius. This is only true if they only drank a little shot revius, that a little stroll or a little nap will sober him up. About shasa yosim revius, a guy drinks a lot. Koshkein shederach matriyasa v'sheina meskar meshachraso. If he's going to walk while being heavily drunk, it's going to make him even more dizzy and more drunk. And if he goes to take a nap, he'll wake up all groggy and perhaps even more drunk. This cool is only true if he drank a little revius. But anything more than revius, this wouldn't work. So for that reason, Rabban asked for a Kohen to drink Bizman Hazeh, because he won't be sober to work in the Beis HaMikdash, but to get a haircut, it's a very simple solution, and therefore, long hair is allowed Bizman Hazeh, and it won't affect the work in the Beis HaMikdash. Comes along with Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar, Shtu Yayin Demach Le'Avoda, Gazu B'Rabban. The halach is, if a Kohen is drunk, and he does the Avoda, the Avoda is Chil. And therefore, since it's Chil Avoda by Shtu Yayin, they asked him to drink Bizman Hazeh. They made a Gzeira. But Pure Rosh, the Lamachli Avoda, Lo Gazu B'Rabban. But Pure Rosh, a Kohen with long hair, if a Kohen works, does the Avoda with long hair, it will not be Machal the Avoda, and therefore they did not make it Gzeira. In other words, the base of English is rebuilt Bizman Hazeh, and a Kohen with long hair does the Avoda, it won't affect the Avoda. The Avoda will still be acceptable, so it's not a big deal if he has the Avoda. Obviously, Lichachili should be doing this, but in the end of the day, it won't impact the Avoda, and for that reason, it would still be acceptable. And no such Gzeira. So now they, interesting question they ask here. So the Gemara says that it's very possible that the first answer, that the Kohen has long hair and the base mikdash is rebuilt, it's a simple solution, just cut the hair and it's fine. So the Achron asks the following question. The Gemara entertains the possibility that the base mikdash can be rebuilt on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So what would happen if all Kohanim had long hair and the base mikdash is rebuilt on Shabbos? How do you get a haircut on Shabbos? What's the Eitzah? So some say, no, the Aseh Do Chalos Aseh, the Aseh of getting a haircut working with not long hair is doche the Chil Shabbos, and you're allowed to. That's one suggestion. Others are, the problem is, we always have Aseh Do Chalos Aseh only works Be'idna at the same exact time, meaning me wearing Kalayim and Tcheles, I'm kind of Aseh Tcheles while wearing Shadness. It's Be'idna. But here, he gets the haircut and then does the Avodah later on. It's not Be'idna. So some say, no, when it comes to an Aseh of Rabim, you don't need Be'idna. In other words, he's doing the Avodah for the Beis HaMikdash for Rabim. That does not require the limitation of Be'idna. Even at Shlo Be'idna, the Aseh of working the Beis HaMikdash could override the lab of getting a haircut and job. That's one suggestion. Others say, no, very simple. Have a goy, give him a haircut. It's a shvus. You can't do a shvus. Amir Lakum is awesome. We're learning that now in Smichas Chaver. But ain't shvus b'mikdash, you're allowed to, because even though it's not actually in the Beis HaMikdash proper, but then it's for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Amir L'Akim would be allowed for the benefit of the of working Nebo. Now, it's not such a crazy suggestion because the Teresh Yisrael writes, the Rambam holds that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt by Bnei Adam by us. So they ask a question, well, if we're going to build it, so how is it built on Shabbos? So the Gemara suggests that the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt on Shabbos. So if the Rashi, who says, Bai Shlishi is coming from Shemayim, it's not Shaila, it comes from Shemayim. But if we're going to build it, how can we build it on Shabbos? How could the Gemara entertain such a possibility? So the Teresh Yisrael answers, because it's going to be built by the Goyim. The Goyim are going to build it, not us. They're going to build it. Ah, Amir L'Akum is Aser. Ain't Shvus B'Mikdash. They're going to be building the Beis HaMikdash. There is no problem of a Shvus in or having to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Here as well, they'll give us haircuts, or the Quantum haircuts, so they can work in the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara now says, Meisive, around 15 lines down from the top, the Gemara says, Meisive. We just said that by drinking a Kohen Shtei Yain, it was Mechal Liavoda, but the Kohen Prei Rosh, it will not be Mechal Liavoda. So asks the Gemara, Meisive. Ve'ilu shein v'misa, the following, if the Kohen does the Avodah in any of these states, he's chayav misa, shtuya yayin, if he is drunk, pray rosh, he has long hair. So bishma, I understand shtuya yayin behedik, even before his pasuk says, yayin v'sheikh al tesht, a person shouldn't drink, and then the pasuk goes on to say, I'll read the whole pasuk in a second, it says, v'yayin v'sheikh al tash, al tesht, atav anecha itach, b'vacham el ol moed, v'lo samusu, hukas olam l'dor seichem. Don't drink, lest you not die. Because if a person does drink, he'll die during the avodah. So that's clear pasuk that shtuya yayin will lead to misa. Ella, when it comes to prayer rosh minon, how do you know a kohen who does the avodah with long hair is subject to misa? The chesiv it says in the pasuk, v'rosham lo yigalechu fer lo yishalechu. V'chesiv basi afterward it says v'yayin lo yishtu kol kohen b'vachem el achatzeh pnimis. So the pasuk in Yechezkel connects long hair to a kohen drinking wine. V'iskush prayer rosh lo shtuya yayin. Just like the pasuk Mefurish says in Parshas with it Shmini that a kohen gets misa if he draws the avodah the drunk, a prerosh so to the connection of psukim if he has long hair is b'misa as well. Uminei Gemara says why not make the following extension as well? Just like prerosh learns from shtuya yayin that it's subject to misa, maybe we could also extend it imash shtuya yayin demachle avodah a prerosh demachle avodah. Maybe as well we should say there should be a chil avodah. So when doing the avodah with prerosh, just like with shtuya yayin. So Gemara says, Amrlei Ravina, the Ravashi. So wait a second. Hom dasi Yecheskel man Amr. This whole basis is in Yecheskel. Yecheskel is in Nevi'im. So how does that impact anything that happened in the Torah? The Torah doesn't mention anything about Misa by Prei Rosh and by Chil Avoda. There are parentheses here. We can read if you want. We can read there. I'm not sure to read it. We can. So Gemara says, oh, let's read it. Lo Iskesh, Lemisa, Hud Iskesh, Shavala, Chuli Avoda, Lo Iskesh. So Gemara says in parentheses whether to read it or not, I'm not sure. Where it says, no, the Hekesh was only so far as the Misa, but did not affect the Chil Avoda. So then the Gemara says, before Yechezkel came along, where did this Moses is mentioned? Whoever mentioned that this Misa by Prerosh, the Torah doesn't say this. So Amalei Ravina Ravi Ashi, Hom Mekame Da'asi Yechezkel, before Yechezkel came into the world, Man Amr, who said this Misa by Prerosh? So Amalei, Latamech, according to Yesvara, Hadam Rav Chista, Davar Zemitaris Moshe, different topic now. Rav Chista had the following, that this idea comes from Taurus Moshe Lalaman. We didn't learn the following halacha, we'll see in just a second. It wasn't mentioned in the Torah. Umedivek Kabbalah Man, we learned this from the Divek Kabbalah, from Pasuk Yechezkel. What's the Pasuk? Ko Benecha Lare, Are Lev, Are Basa Lo Yavol Mikdash. So he says, anyone who's a Benechar, a guy, or a person who's who has no milah, so Ariel, so the din is he can't walk into the base of Mikdash. It's also for him to walk in the base of Mikdash. So Gemara said, Hamakam Vidasi Yechezkel Man Amra. Before Yechezkel came into the world, who said such a thing? It didn't exist in the Torah. So Gemara says that Ela Gemara Gamrile, we have a tradition that it wasn't said in the Torah. We have a tradition that an Ariel may not walk into the base of Mikdash, even though there's no Pasuk. Vas Yechezkel, Vas Mechayakra. Yechezkel just wanted to put it into Pesukim. We didn't need Yechezkel. We knew it was part of the Torah, but he wanted to make it in the Pasuk, so he put it into the Pasuk. So just like that's true by an Ariel going into the base of Mikdash, Hachanami as well. Gemara Gamirle, we have a tradition that a Kohen Prerosh who does the Avoda, he is subject to Misa. He wanted to put it into Pasuk. It wasn't based in Yechezkel. Yechezkel just wanted to solidify it by putting this idea, this Misora, into the Pasuk. Okay, so now the Gemara says, back to the discussion of fast days, says the Gemara. Any day listed in this Megillah's Tainus, which we mentioned several times already, is usher to eulogize on the day beforehand, but the day afterwards one would be able to. So Gemara quotes a Braisa, a couple of examples of these. Tani Rabban. Eilin Yoma de lo lesane ben. These are the following days you may not fast on. Umiktsasein de lo lemespar ben. And some of the days you can't eulogize on. Mereish yarcha de Nisan va tamne be. From the Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, itokim temida. that these were days that we had a whole debate of Ikuach, whether or not the carbon talmud, a certain halacha about carbon talmud. The Rashi explains here that the tzedukim would say that a yachid could dedicate, could be misnadev. They can make an adav of the carbon talmud, and they made a drasha because it says in the pasuk esakeves echad tasev abokev esakeses shani tasev ben arbayim. So then, what does it say later on? Es carboni lachmi lishai tishmeru laakiv lashon rabim. So he says, "What do you mean lashon rabim tishmeru?" That everybody shakun, everyone could bring, could dedicate their own personal carbon talmud. And we, of course, Paskin know a carbon talmud is something that only comes from the tzibur. It can't come from the individual. So this was a debate that took place from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the 8th of Nisan. We won the debate. And as a celebration, they made these 8 days of a celebration. And therefore, delo lemisbeit behen, you cannot eulogize on these 8 days. And then the Gemara says, mitmamne bay, from the 8th day of Nisan ad sof madan to the end of Pesach, is so save chaga de shuasa, delo lemisbeit behen. They had their whole debate when Shuas is, according to the Sadukim, they felt as machas Shabbos, as the Pasuk says, always means Sunday is when you start counting Sfira, and that's when Shavuos is always going to be Machas Shabbos on Sunday. We said, no, Machas Shabbos means the Machras of Yontif. We start counting the day after Yontif Pesach, and that's when we start counting, and that when Shavuos will be. We had a debate from 8 days, the 8th day of Nisan, until Pesach. We won this debate as well, and as celebration, they added not to eulogize on all of these days. So Gemara then says, it actually brought down, I think Aruch HaShulchan brings this as a raya, that not to say Tachanun during the first half of Nisan. The simple understanding why we don't say Tachanun during the first half of Nisan is because we say the carbon of the Nisim related to when the Mishkan was rebuilt. But I believe the Aruch HaShulchan brings this Gemara as part of the celebration. Another reason why we shouldn't say Tachanun, because these are really 14 days of celebration of defeating the Tzedukim in their the debates. So then the Gemara says now, Amar Mar, Meresh Yarcha the Nisan from Rosh Chodesh Nisan ad Tamne Bay until the 8th day, we defeated them in this debate about the Talmud, and we therefore established not to eulogize on these 8 days. Why from Rosh Chodesh? We don't have to say don't eulogize on Rosh Chodesh. That's already a din. You can't eulogize on any Rosh Chodesh. So it should have really said we added from day 2 until day 8. Rosh Chodesh stands as is. It's already a given. You can't eulogize on Rosh Chodesh. So Amar Rav. Rav says, lo nitzecha ela le'eser yom shelafanav. So the reason why we said the Rosh Chodesh, because once you include Rosh Chodesh as a celebration, that means even the day prior, the Erev of these days, it's also one cannot eulogize. So had it been just Rosh Chodesh, you could actually eulogize Erev Rosh Chodesh, but now that's not just a Rosh Chodesh day, it's also a celebration of a Megillah's Tainis day, even the day prior you can't eulogize. Where it says, what do you mean? So Shilfanov Nami typically Davale Yom Shilfei Rosh Chodesh. The fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, shouldn't that also indicate Erev Rosh Chodesh, it's also Aser to eulogize, forgetting the celebration of the Karban Tamid? Why it says no, Rosh Chodesh is Deraisahu, but Deraisa lo bai chizik. No, those days that are Deraisa don't need the chizik. So the days prior to Yom Deraisa, you can eulogize. It was the added days of the Dina Dirabanan that since they're very weak from the fact that only Divrei Sofrim, they have to bolster it up, add some oomph to it, so they asked eulogizing even the day before him. So had it been just Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh, you actually can eulogize. But now that they added another layer on, that's also a day of the celebration of the defeating of the Tzedukim, so not only is Rosh Chodesh Aser, but even the Erev Rosh Chodesh is Aser as well, which it wasn't initially. The Tani, the Baraita, says that Hayom Ha'ela, these days, Haksuvim B'Megillas Tainis, they are listed in Megillas Tainis, Lifnei Malcharem Asurim, the days before and the days after Aser to fast. Shabbos is Yom Tovim, Hein Asurim, however, Lifnei Malcharem Mutarim, but Shabbos and Yom Tif, which are Dine Deraisa, only the days themselves are Aser, but the days prior, the days after are Mutar, because they don't need the Chizik. Ma Hefrish, what's the difference between a Divrei Torah versus Divrei Sofrim? So answers the Gemara, Ma Hefrish Bein Zelazeh. Halalu Divrei Torah, these days, Shabbos Yom Tov Divrei Torah, the Divrei Torah ain't Shechem Chesek, you don't need to strengthen them up, they already stand as strong, everyone knows, you don't have to add a little bit before, a little bit after, to make it more significant. But Halalu Divrei Sofrim, but the days listed in Megillas Tainis are only Divrei Sofrim, and people view them as very low-level days, and therefore Divrei Sofrim and Shechem Chesek, so they added even the Erev Shabbos, rather the Erev day, and the day afterwards as well, as part of the eulogy. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We spoke about Rabbi Yehuda not saying Shofar Zichronos, we only say them 3 times of the year, Rosh Hashanah, Yovel, and Shasa Mechama. We spoke about the Lashon of Tzaka versus the Lashon of Tvila by Eliyahu and Shmuel. We discussed how even though Yonah came afterwards, we had Davin Shlomo be the final bracha, so we should finish off with the bracha of Merachim al Aretz because we're looking for Rachamim on the land. We spoke about the Mishmar, those Anshe Mishmar, Anshe Beis Ava, whether they could drink or not drink, whether they know their day. Rabbi felt that one should be also to drink one's entire life as a Kohen, But takanasa kilkulsa, we're not concerned of the shemi ibana, unfortunately, and therefore there's a heter to drink. And then we spoke about the anshu mishmar having to wash their clothing before coming to the anshu mishmar so they look presentable. We discussed the three different haircuts, the melech every single day, kohen gadol every single week because of the change in the mishmar, and the kohen hadyot every 3 days because learn from stam nazir, which is 30 days, based on the gzer shava of pera. And then the Gemara discussed on Amr Beis about another eight, so that although the kohen, well, the rabbanon say a kohen cannot drink, they argue in Rebbe, they can have long hair because long hair can be fixed, you can easily cut it, but one who's drunk cannot be easily sobered, and therefore it's also for them to drink, but they can have long hair. And then he said, but Rav Rashi made another suggestion that no, because shtui yain leads to chil avoda, that's where they asked the coin from drinking, but pre rosh does not lead to chil avoda, therefore they don't have to, they're allowed to have long hair. And then the Gemara had a whole long brisa that we connected to shtui yain, the shtui yain is chai misa, so to pre rosh is chai misa, maybe also it should be chil avoda by pre rosh. The Gemara says, no, the hekesh was only legabe misa, not legabe the chil. And then the Gemara said that Hicheska was one who really created the din of the Shtui Yain in Pre Rosh. Gemara says, who said it before him? And the Gemara says it's really a halacha Moshe Sinai, just like by Ariel in the base of Migdash, is Aser, our halacha Moshe Sinai. Hicheska just put into a pasuk to make it really solidify it, but it's really both of them are a dinim of halacha Moshe Sinai. And then finally, the Gemara brought the Brice about the days from day one to day eight. It's Aser because they celebrated the winning of the Talmud, and then day eight to the Chol Hamoed Pesach, they celebrated winning the defeating the Tzedukim in terms of the day of Shavuos, and then the days of Divrei Torah doesn't require chizuk, but Divrei Sofer, like Megillas Tainus, do require chizuk. Okay, Hanukkah. Everybody have a wonderful day.